Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the surprise onion ring, and your daily order of puzzle French fries. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the great Charlotte Wilder, sports writer, host of the show Oddball about the NBA, and frequent guest on the Dan Levitard Podcast. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you so much, AJ. I'm thrilled to be here.
We are delighted to have you. We know that you consider puzzling a sport, and you love puzzling, so you're perfect guest. Today, I'm going to turn things over to our chief puzzle officer, Greg Pliska, who has written a puzzle just for you. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, AJ, and thank you for being here, Charlotte. This is so fun having you.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to the CPO.
Right? Exactly. I mean, they only let me out of the lab occasionally.
Mostly, yeah, I'm but here you are.
Here I am.
But here they you are, me, Greg.
I was down here subscribing to your Substack, actually. I was very busy.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm
the wilderthings.substack.com.
I'm a fan of yours. It's great. This is good.
It's too kind.
Well, and since one of your big topics of fandom is sports, we're going to play a favorite game of ours that we actually did with Jay Billis on a recent episode. That we call the wide opposite world of sports.
Okay.
But actually, I think maybe today we'll call it oddball sports. The idea is that we're familiar with the major North American sports leagues, right? And their teams. And in this puzzle, we're imagining the opposite world version of these teams, where all the team names are replaced by their opposites.
I love it. I did listen to that episode, so hopefully you didn't repeat, Greg.
I will not repeat. No, of course not. You're warmed up, though. You're ready to go.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
I think I used this example in the other episode, but I'll use it again, which is if there's a California basketball team that's named for female monarchs, they would be the...
Sacramento Queens.
Sacramento Queens, exactly. The opposite of the Sacramento Kings. So that's the basic way this works. All right, here we go. This is an East Coast football franchise that's named for the other gang in West Side Story.
Then it would be the New York Sharks.
Exactly right. Not the New York Jets, but the New York Sharks, which is a fun one because, of course, there's the San Jose Sharks.
I know. I was like, I feel like there should be more sports teams named Sharks, right?
Right.
Like, it's a pretty good one.
They're the ultimate predator. Exactly. Yeah. Although I prefer the sports teams not named after predators, the nice ones.
Oh.
And there
so you don't like the Nashville Predators.
Exactly.
That goes right. Yeah, that is a little on the nose for me. Exactly. Yeah. I prefer Cardinals. I think Cardinals, like, they eat fruit and stuff,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's nice.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I feel like I could have done this puzzle with the Winnipeg Jets, and it would have just automatically been harder.
Yes, because I would definitely have forgotten that the Winnipeg Jets exist. No offense to Winnipeg or the Jets.
Exactly. One of the great trivia questions, all the teams that have the same names. But that's not what we're playing today. Back to opposite world of sports. This is a team that's the oldest continuously operating professional sports franchise in North America that was founded in Boston but moved south when they got too scared.
Okay, founded. What? So it's the opposite of what on this one? Can you repeat the question, Greg?
So it's a team. It's the oldest continuously operating professional sports franchise in North America. They were founded in Boston, but they moved south when they got too scared. It's a baseball team.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Would this be the Atlanta Scaredy Cats?
Okay, good idea. I was going to say the Atlanta Cowards.
The Atlanta Cowards.
Good. Cowardlies, I was going to say. They're not brave, they're cowardly. The Atlanta Cowardlies.
I guess that Scaredy Cat is not the technical opposite of brave, but.
I like it, though. I mean, that's a predator you got. That's a better name for a team. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Look, as a New York Mets fan, I'm happy to call them the Atlanta Cowardlies or Scaredy Cats or whatever you want to call them. All right, here's another one. This is the only publicly owned NFL team, and they like to empty their luggage at every hotel.
Oh, man. Okay, so I know the team. So we're working with the Green Bay Packers here. I'm trying to think, what is the opposite of Packer? The Green Bay empty outers?
I just defaulted to the Green Bay on Packers. It's not very interesting.
No, it's good, though. It's accurate.
I just like the image of, you know, Jordan Love there just getting everything out of his suitcase before.
I had that image. I immediately saw Jordan Love in my head, like, holding his suitcase up and shaking all the stuff out of it.
Just get it out. Here's another one. This is Benedict Arnold is actually the mascot for this Northeast football team.
Okay, so Benedict, I'm going to go traitor is what the one of these words.
Good, yes, well
is.
Done.
So I'm trying to think loyals.
This is a football team in the Northeast.
Well, you got the traitors part, right?
Isn't I that, know, that's, but I can't think of what the, hold on, Dolphins. No, that's not Northeast. Northeast. That's just east.
Further north.
Oh, Patriots.
There you go.
New England Traitors.
The New England Traitors. Exactly.
Gosh, you guys keep getting me on the things I love most. I got tripped up on the Taylor Swift Time cover the other day and on sailing, and now on the NFL team that I actually root for. So
right, you were trying to go way outside the box.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let me do two more. This NBA franchise got in trouble when all of its fans started pulling down their pants and waving their backsides at the opposing players.
Okay, is this the Phoenix Moons?
It's the Phoenix Moons. I hope we get a video version of this one, because the look on your face when the penny dropped is terrific.
I was like, oh, okay.
It's not the Phoenix Suns, it's the Phoenix Moons, exactly.
Phoenix Moons.
All right, and the last one for you today. Harry Potter fans have nothing but scorn for this NBA team and its Dursley family mascots.
Oh, gosh, you know, nobody can stand the Orlando Muggles, can they?
Oh, interesting. Muggles is the opposite of magic.
Orlando Normals?
No. You got Muggles is the right one, but I was thinking of a different team that it's the opposite of.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Hold on. So magic.
It's more specifically the opposite of Muggles, right? The people who have magic.
Oh, yes. So the Washington Muggles.
They're not wizards. Opposite of the Washington Wizards. Very good. You found two answers.
A lot of sorcery going on in the NBA.
Neither of which are predators, AJ.
That's true.
Well, that a wizard could be.
That is true. An evil wizard. I'm hoping that they're positive wizards. You did well. You did perfect.
Thank you so much.
Right answers in one. So that was exciting. Where can people find more of you talking about actual sports teams?
All sports things, which a lot of the shows I'm on when I'm actually talking about sports do sound similar to this when I talk about sports. So you can find me on Oddball on the DraftKings Network and YouTube, Dan Le Batard Show, Gojo and Golic I'm on every Wednesday. Occasionally Pablo Torre Finds Out. I forget what I do because there are a lot of different things, which I feel very lucky. It's a luxurious problem to have in this industry.
Excellent. And Greg, often, if not always, you have an extra credit for the folks at home.
I feel like you don't let me out of the puzzle lab if I can't have an extra credit. You're like, well, you're not coming out. Yes, I do have one. This is a challenging one. This hockey team never uses a shift.
Never uses a shift. Okay, I don't know it. But I will think. I have a whole day to think about it.
Yes.
And you'll get that answer next episode. Before we go, one quick note. Our intro phrase today about onion rings and French fries was written by puzzler listener Mateo Paradis. Thank you, Mateo. And listeners, you can submit your own at thepuzzler.com. And we need it because I'm running out of ideas. Just kidding. I love writing those things. Puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. If you are enjoying it, tell your friends, and we will meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. This is Greg Pliska, your chief puzzle officer, here with the extra credit answers from our last episode. We played Random Fandom with Charlotte Wilder, all about two-word rhyming phrases. We gave you two extra credits. One was, this is a little snack you have when you're playing an indoor racket sport. That, of course, is a squash nosh. Thanks for playing along with us. And remember, the puzzler, like everything else, is a sport.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.